Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. Thanks for listening, and thank you for purchasing the number one rated Phil Hendry Show. And we are number one rated. Our CD, Best of the Year 2000, because all of that money goes to my friend's place. And if you'd like to pick up a copy of that, we got a phone number for you to call, and you can for $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Get yourself a copy of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. And we also have vinyl available. We got a Best of the Phil Hendry Show vinyl album. It is a picture disc. So it's not just black vinyl. It's a picture disc. The disc itself has my face on it. So if you're a collector of picture discs, it's available. They'll take orders. I have to sign autographs. I think I'm going to be autographing all of these. When are we getting that? Over from the duplicator. Our great thanks, by the way, once again, I can't mention this guy's name enough, Joe Escalante at Kung Fu Records. If it wasn't for Joe, we wouldn't have the pressing on the vinyl, and we wouldn't have the pressing on the CD. He's a tremendously generous man. He's also on the board of directors at my friend's place. He's also the head of a great band called The Vandals. He's also close personal friends with Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. He's just a hell of a guy. And by the way, Joe, we met your wife the other night. She's a sweetheart. Why weren't you there? Anyway, number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 album. Order 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, and you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a check. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. We appreciate it like you'll never know. And as of today, actually, Mike, we've raised over $14,000. Yeah, we just got a new email from Camilla, and so over 14 G's in sales. Now, as you know, the recount in Florida concluded at 5 p.m. The recount in the state of Florida concluded at 5 p.m. It wasn't pushed back. There was, I believe, the Gore campaign wanted to push that thing back, and they said, no way, baby, it ain't going to happen. There's a hand count going on, and they're going to allow that hand count to continue, but they're going to give until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon the three counties that are doing the hand count, which is Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County in Florida. They're going to give them till 2 o'clock tomorrow to come up with compelling reasons as to why the Secretary of State shouldn't just go ahead and certify the vote as it stands now. And then, of course, there is the absentee ballots, which you got to come in by Friday. And then if there's a God in heaven, and at this point the jury's out, we may need a recount on that one. Then on Saturday, this baby is wrapped up tighter than tight as a drum, tight as a possum's rear end across a barrel head. And this sucker is done. Done, finished, in the books. We can move on with our lives. We can move on with the really important business of concluding this National Football League season, because the Raider loss last night cheered me no end. Thank you. God bless you, Denver Broncos. You are a marvelous example of professional football prowess. You've got a hell of a football city. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that Denver is the envy of the world when it comes to professional football. And your ball club came through last night. And if there's a tougher football player than Ed McCaffrey, wide receiver of the Denver Broncos, I'd like to meet the guy, because that dude is tough. And the Raiders, once again, proving to the world that they still don't quite have the class, the style, that swashbuckling image that they had before they came to the city of Los Angeles and promptly lost it in 1984. And they, in my opinion, have been one fetid, foul, stench-ridden franchise ever since then. I'm not talking about whether they're good guys or bad guys. Their act is old, they're boring, and Al Davis looks like he is walking death. Boy, does that guy need a box. Get him a blue suit, cut the back out of it, lay him in a box. Let's just get it over with. Anyway, that was a hell of a ball game last night. I don't know if you saw it, man, but Jason Elam came on, kicked a 41-yarder, baby. I just thought it was marvelous. The Raiders suck, and let that be a lesson. They suck. You know, I used to be an Oakland Raider fan. Back, you know, okay, so I sound like an old man. Tough. Back in the day when they had George Atkinson, Jack Tatum, the great Fred Biletnikoff, they had Willie Brown, they had a defense that had Ben Davidson. I was a Raider fan back when they had Ben Davidson, Tom Keating, and Dan Connor. How many of you can claim that? I was a Raider fan back when they had Tom Flores as their quarterback, when they had Cotton Davidson as their quarterback, when they had Daryl LaMonica handing the ball off to Hewitt Dixon, when he was tossing the ball to Warren Wells. That's when I was a Raider fan. Then they come to Los Angeles, and of course, you know, what happened to them, you know, either you're an L.A. team or you're not. The Raiders never were, and it just befouled that franchise. Now they're back in Oakland. Now they have all their fans coming to see their games again because they've actually got a record that's a winning record, 8-2. And John Gruden, I guess, once he takes the lemon juice out of his kisser, that guy looks like he's got a sourpuss all the time, like he's been sucking something. Well, I don't want to say. And now they're just a nasty, mean, ugly bunch of... And I hope they lose everything. Anyway, the game last night was great. And I say that to say this is a compelling season to watch NFL football, not to watch a national election. Just put anybody in there. We don't care. Just put him in. What do you think? What do you think he's going to do? What do you think Bush is going to do now? You think his vision for America is going to be a slam dunk? What do you honestly think? One of the things that I will say, I'm going to say this, because I've spent the last week beating up on the very political party that I happen to be a member of, the Democratic Party. And as you know, I don't wave that flag, but I thought that I would because I thought Gore was and continues to conduct himself in a less than presidential manner. But let me just say this about the Republicans. The Republicans operate under the notion that the world is just in awe of their philosophy, and everybody has just been chomping at the bit for the Republican vision to come to the fore in America. And finally now, the Republicans, who are the true voice of the common man, finally now they rise to the occasion, and they rise to the front of the pack, and we're going to see their vision fully implemented in America. I guess not. Because you want to know something, you cats don't have the popular will. Yeah, you got a lot of people voting for you. Guess what? The Democrats do too. Oh, you mean you got the Congress and you're in control of that? Well, that's going to be eroding here pretty soon. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a prediction. By 2004, you guys aren't going to be in control of either House of Congress. Because you got a president now, I hadn't got a mandate. This guy's a one-term president. If it was Gore, he'd be a one-term president. You ain't going to be able to get anything done. Nothing. But the bottom line is, while you guys like to paint yourselves as some kind of a populist party where everybody is really secretly a Republican, it ain't the case. Because every time you guys think people are going to come out of the woodwork and in droves and a tidal wave of support send the Republican platform and philosophy to the fore in American life, it never happens. You guys got the Congress in 94. Then what happened? It's gone. It's over. Gingrich is a sad memory. He's a sad little memory. What do you mean contract with America? Will you stop that nonsense? Let's just everybody get together and push this party forward, man. We need a kegger of beer. We need more chips. Somebody's got to make a run for guacamole and salsa. We're all out of tequila. Let's get the American party rolling. That's what we ought to call this century, the American party century. Somebody's got to make a run for booze, and we're screwing around with this? Someone's got to get some bud. Somebody's got to get a little, you know. And no, what are we doing? We're standing around with all these sour-looking guys on TV talking about,
well, there's 300 votes that needs to be recounted, but then someone needs a hand job in Volusia County.
I don't know what they're talking about anymore. A hand count, a hand recount, something with a hand. Let's give them a hand. How about that? I now officially announce my candidacy for the American Party Party. That's the name of my new political party, and I am announcing my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. And you know I'm going to win. Right. And the name of our party is the American Party Party. Let's get this party started right. Is going to be our campaign slogan for the next 4 years as we go to every town, every hamlet, every small little village green across, this marvelous land of ours, and spread the message, we have got to make a guacamole run. As we spread the message, we need more steaks and we need more beer. Who's going out to get it? Because that's what I'm talking about. We got to get the cooler stocked with Heineken. And guess what? We're all out of Sangrita, too. And I ain't doing no more Don Julio shots unless I have my Sangrita. And no, I don't want no bottles of that Don Patron Silver. It's swill water. I drank about 15 shots of it Saturday night. It's no good. So the American Party is underway. I'm Phil Henry. Because this has become a country of dullards, you know? We're deadened by the process. We're dulled by this process of voting and then recounting and then hand counting and then lawsuits. Now what do we got? We got the Court of Appeals in Atlanta is going to rule on an appeal by the Democratic Party about the deadline that was set by the Secretary of State of the state of Florida and upheld by the court. You've heard of a chicken in every pot? Ours is a keg at every party. A party at every house, then a keg at every party at every house. That's what we're about. Thank you. I know that in the next 4 years, I will do you proud. Pardon me, I didn't mean to put it that way. I won't be doing you proud. In the next 4 years, well, never mind. This is The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. So here's what happened today. Florida's top elections official announced tonight, that Texas Governor George Bush holds a 300-vote lead over Al Gore based on returns submitted by all 67 counties. She said she would consider updated submissions from three counties where the vice president has requested manual recounts, and those manual recounts are going on. She's considering those because the court that ordered the deadline, the district court that ordered the deadline, said that she should give due consideration. So she's going to consider that. 1 week after the election, Republican Secretary of State Catherine Harris said Bush has 2,910,492 votes. Gore has 2,910,192 votes, a difference of 300 votes out of 6 million cast. An unknown additional number of overseas absentee ballots remain to be counted by Friday night, she added. The unofficial tally by the Associated Press, which includes some hand counts, shows Bush with a 286-vote lead. Now, hours after a Florida judge issued a complicated ruling on the controversy, Mrs. Harris said her office was requiring officials in Broward, Palm Beach, and Miami-Dade counties to explain the, quote, facts and circumstances, end quote, that support their desire to proceed with manual recounts. And she set a 2 p.m. deadline on Wednesday for the counties to reply. So if they don't, I guess that means their hand recounts become superfluous, are not counted. Harris declined to field questions from reporters, acting, she said, on the advice of attorneys in a sign of the tensions that underlie the unsettled presidential election. Uniformed state officers were visible at the foot of the dais where she announced the results of the canvass of all 67 counties. The Gore campaign responded swiftly to the announcement. Several counties are proceeding to count their votes, and the Secretary of State should meet her responsibility to accept those votes before she certifies the election, said Gore campaign chairman Doug Hathaway. There was no immediate response from the Bush campaign. So there you go. So it's down to a hand count. It's actually down to the absentee ballots, too. So I think Saturday's the day, is what I indicated earlier. And then the president of these here United States. You know, I was thinking today, I ran for election a few times. I ran for sophomore class president at LaSalle High School. I think I ran for student body president. And I also ran for freshman class president. But I always came in second. So I was always vice president. So I was vice president of our homeroom my freshman year in high school. And then I was vice president of the sophomore class, I think. And then when I ran for president of the student body, I think I lost for like two votes. But that election, you couldn't be vice president of the student body. You either won or you were a pile of crap. Now, according to an AP official, I'm leading in Florida right now in the vote for homeroom president of my freshman class. But that ain't going to help me. I'm also leading in the elections as the candidate for the American Party. I am your leader in the American Party, man. And we're going to do the party. We're gonna usher in the American Party because too long we've been a garrison society. Too long. My brothers and sisters, we have acted as if we are a garrisoned society. Walking around with a cob wedged, tight as tight can be, always upset about something, always belly aching about something. Nobody can have any fun. My show, The Phil Hendry Show, this show being unique among all radio shows in America, stands for one thing: messing with people's minds for the greater enjoyment of my listeners. Screwing around, kind of twisting people around, having a blast, having a ball, for the greater laughter and enjoyment of my listeners. But no, we can't do that. What do I get? I get people saying, well, it's silly, it's stupid, it's this, it's that, or whatever. I get all these sourpusses, man. This gig, this show, and I don't tell you how to party. I just say, just go out and do it, man. I don't care. Whatever your thing is, women, men, sheep. Oh, what are you saying, Craig? Children? No, I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor. We draw the line at that. Listen to him. What an animal. Women, men, sheep. That's where it's at, okay? We won't let you go any further than that. And the next century is going to be where it's at, because right now we're coming out of this stupor. We're coming out of this. We're actually really coming out of this this enema of the 70s and the 80s. And now we're kind of letting all the thing. It just everything's hanging out, you know, and we're having a blast. Now, the last 100 years in this society, we've been conducting ourselves as if we've been at war. In fact, we have been at war. Two world wars and a cold war. Just war, 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 war. It wasn't too long ago kids were crawling underneath their desks because an A-bomb might hit. Okay, enough of that nonsense. There ain't no commie anymore. All the boogeymen are gone, man. We're ruling the roost. We got this thing going on, and now's the time for us to have some laughs. And what's wrong with that? And I mean, don't hate each other anymore. All of that crap, man, you guys with your hate, all of you people, is there a dumber philosophy than racism? Of course there isn't. But racists, you know what? You know what I say? Let's take them all out for a drink. You meet a Klansman, you pour him a shot of Jack Daniels. Same thing with all you Panthers, whatever the hell you Black Cats, man. You know, speaking of the Nation of Islam, I've never seen a group of people need a drink more than you. God damn, especially you guys with the bow ties. Your freaking fruit of Islam with that bow tie bit. I'm told that that means they can fly away. They're free men. Have a drink. Have a beer. So this is the century, okay? But we're kicking it off, in wrong fashion. I think one of these two guys has got to graciously step up to the microphone. You know, it would be fantastic if Gore just drop his pants, moon the whole thing, and leave. That would be great. I'm Al Gore. Here's what I think. You know, he pulls his pants down, spreads his cheeks, cut a couple of good front-page shots for Time magazine, and then he goes back to Tennessee, and he never bothers us again. I think it would be a fitting comment on the entire process. I think he'd be making a marvelous point, and he'd be conceding. That's the best part of all of it. And he could just go on back to Tennessee. We'll throw Bush there into the White House. He'll think he's got some kind of a presidency he's going to go on for 8 years. Little does he know it's going to be a 4-year presidency with no mandate and nothing but blood. I mean, an absolute blood battle. Every time he tries to get anything done in Congress, it's going to be a lot tougher than he ever thought. It'd be a lot tougher for him than it was for his old man. Way tougher. Gore's hung. He could pose for Playgirl. There's a lot of things he could do. And when this George Bush presidency is over with in the year 2004, you're going to think that George Bush Sr. was George freaking Washington. You're going to think that guy was Abraham Lincoln compared to his son going in there right now. Let me ask you a question. I'm being very serious now. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. You know what I'm saying? George Washington penned letters from Valley Forge. Even John Kennedy tried to write a book. Franklin Roosevelt gave one of the most compelling speeches ever when he said, you know, that December 7th speech. And what's George Bush? Subliminal. You know what? And I'm not just hanging it on him. All of these guys are idiots. Do you realize we're electing dumber and dumber presidents as the years go by? I think it started with Johnson, frankly. I think he was a real dumb hick. Nixon actually wrote a few books. Nixon was a thoughtful man. I don't know how many people helped him with these books. You know, these presidents that write books, who knows who wrote what? But some of these guys, and Reagan, that guy couldn't sign his name to an American Express check. Well, not now, for sure. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Oh, you mean Nancy signing all those? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm running for president on the American Party Party platform, and our platform does include, I'll buy if you fly. I'm buying if you're flying. And as you know, a party at every house and a keg in every party. Anyway, right now we got a 300-vote difference between George Bush and Al Gore. 300 votes separates you from, I don't know what, man. I don't know what you think is going to happen if Bush or Gore. I don't care, you know, whatever political party you're a member of. I don't know what you think is going to happen if either one of your guys gets in. But I got big news for you. It ain't going to be much. And I'm not saying that it's going to be bad. I'm just saying that both these guys are going to have a big mountain to climb, okay? And essentially, I bet you they wind up both doing about the same job because it's one of those things, you know, or there's going to be a little bit of give here, a little bit of take there. And, you know, if you were to have two concurrent presidencies, one run by Gore and the other by Bush, and they both ran along the same four-year track with the same Congress, I bet you at the end of that bloody run, they both would have about been as effective as the other guy. I mean, in other words, got about the same stuff done. They both would have cut taxes. They both would have, okay, I guess the only thing anybody cares about is cutting taxes. The rest of it, I can't think of anything else. So if Clinton is a lame duck now, whoever gets the presidency will be a lame duck for a full 4 years. So we've essentially got now 4 years and 6 months of a lame duck. And when I say lame, oh, man. All right, now moving on to just some other points about this election. What about lawsuits? People say, well, can they sue? Can Gore, for instance, sue to keep Bush from occupying the White House? When all is said and done, when the recount is finished, and when the absentee ballots are done being counted, and that's really what everybody's waiting for. Everybody's waiting for the absentee ballots to be finished on Saturday. The judge said the deadline holds, but he told the Secretary of State, you must consider these recounts. The Secretary of State went to the three counties in question and said, okay, give me a compelling reason as to why I should consider your recounts, and I will consider them if it's compelling enough. You have until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So there's a possibility that the Secretary of State will not consider those hand counts. She'll take those hand counts and say, that's bullcrap. You guys are giving me a bunch of bullcrap reasons. You give me a bunch of reasons why you needed a hand count. Why somebody is what? Somebody was ordering lunch like yesterday when we were talking to Jeff Dowder. Well, they were going 1, 2, 3, and somebody, you want 2 Cokes or do you want 3? No, wait a second. I blew it. I got to start all over again. 1, 2, 3. Now, that's not good enough. That's bullcrap. You guys have to turn in the recount as is. And now all we got to wait for is the absentee ballot. When's that? Well, that's on Friday, so we'll know the results by Saturday. And there you have it. So if all of that finishes and Gore has still got a problem, then he can sue to try to keep Bush from occupying the White House. Well, what a judge is going to say is, all right, well, we'll hear your lawsuit as to the validity of this. But in the meantime, we're going to allow the president-elect to go about the business of whatever it is, the business that he's got to go about to. And so, you know, Bush is going to take office, Gore will sue, and then somewhere 2 years from now, the case will be resolved, and the judge will say, oh, you're going to have to get out of the White House. He's right. It's Gore. So then Gore gets in. I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but I'll tell you this much. No judge is going to throw Bush out of office. Gore's going to have to sue for money. So I got a good idea. Bush, why don't you just pay Gore to go away? You got enough, Jack. God knows your old man's loaded. You are too. Not that there's anything wrong with being rich, because I don't think there is. Just pay him off. He'll go away, all right? God, would I like him to go away. This Chad thing, by the way, was that little piece of paper that you punch out. What is that? Well, it was named after Chad Everett, who was on Medical Center, the old TV show. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what the hell it is. It must stand for something, Melissa. It's a country in Africa. It's Chad Everett. I don't know what it is. I'm wondering if my vote ever counted, because the more I see this Chad thing, when I voted in elections, I've always voted punching it out. And I always had a little thing. It was like a little pen or a little pin that you pushed it out. You had it up there, you slid it into the thing, and you pushed it out. Now, they say there's such a thing as a pregnant Chad, meaning it has a bulge, but all four corners have not been, the four corners are intact. Who is that guy that did that? Who walks in there and, no. Just pushes it enough, it's just bulging out. Just push the thing. And what's this like? It's, you know, only two corners are busted out and the other two, that's called a swinging door. When the little Chad, the little piece of square paper is, you know, there's it's on like a two on a hinge.
Well, you know what? I've been voting. I don't know. I mean, how hard do you have to hit the bloody thing to make it go out? So I'm asking myself the question, have any of my votes ever counted? Because I don't know whether it was still on three hinges or two, or the bloody thing was hanging by one. But I'll tell you this much, I never went into it. Oh, here's this William Daly now, who is the Gore campaign manager. What's he got to say? This guy is such a pain. Why does this guy... What is wrong with him that Gore has this bald-headed creep talking for him? This guy looks like something out of 1984. He is a mundane, droll, bland slob, and he stands there with the bald, shimmering head, laying out some new plan of attack for the Gore campaign, like he's all indignant and upset, like he's getting screwed. Get a load of this, folks. This cat thinks that Gore's getting screwed. Bush is the guy that's getting screwed, if you want to get right down to it. The guy won. But somehow, in the state of Florida, this William Daly, Gore campaign manager, there's something in the woodpile.
And to suggest that this is a partisan effort, he's going on and on.
Look, like I said, I'd love to see Al Gore president of the United States, but I believe in my heart of hearts, I think you all realize probably the same thing, nobody's getting a hose here, man. This thing is about as honest and as fair as it can get. They're giving a recount, they're doing a hand count, they're going to go to the Court of Appeals in Atlanta, they're going to have the absentee ballots. What do you want? Check the wire for what this guy's got to say, okay? You've heard the people say that. They're going to keep this thing going until Gore gets a count that he likes. This cat thinks he's getting tooled up one side and down the next. He thinks this is a righteous tooling of Al Gore. That Al Gore is a sweetheart. We all love him, but he's getting tooled. I got a big news broadcast for you, man. If just because you win the popular vote don't mean you win the Electoral College vote, last I checked, that's the one that counts. So what are you going to run around and say that everybody loves your ass and they don't like George Bush and you got some kind? You ain't got nothing. You won by 300,000, 200,000 votes as far as the popular vote goes in the United States. And guess what? When the absentee ballots are in from California, you could lose that too. Now the Gore campaign says the Secretary of State is trying to block the count. She said, you got till 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Baldy, to give reasons why she shouldn't allow the hand count. If it's a good enough reason, she'll allow the hand count. She ain't blocked jack squat. And Warren Christopher, who is a very distinguished American, Warren Christopher is the guy who negotiated the release of the Iranian hostages. Warren Christopher was the Secretary of State under Bill Clinton. Warren Christopher, a real solid citizen. This poor guy, who I think is a real solid citizen, a great American, a great patriot, they're dragging him all over the place. To get out of there, Warren, while you still got a reputation intact. Get away from this bald-headed creep. Move on. Write a book. I think it'll be fun having Bush as president. We'll have some real, it'll be the shoe will be on the other foot. We'll be able to have some fun, a couple of laughs, poke fun at him and all of his. Do you realize what kicks we'll have for 4 years? Listen to that clown stumble his way through reading the menu. It'll be great. Forget about whether or not the guy can say anything in public. That White House chef will have a real piece of work when this guy's going, yeah, I'd like to have that, whatever that French crap is. Then a bowl of soup, yeah. Hello, I'm George W. Boop, take two. Hello, I'm George W. Take three. Hello, this is John, Nick, take four. This is George W., take five. This is George W. Bush. Take six. Hello, I'm the President of the United States. Forget it. It'll be great. William Daly, Gore campaign manager. Thank you very much. I have to go get my knob polished. My head. And poor Warren Christopher, he's got a collar on him. What is this guy, a Benedictine? Look at the collar on him. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to tell you what William Daley said as the campaign manager for the Gore campaign. I heard some pundits say that, see, this Harris, who's the Secretary of State of Florida, is caught between a rock and a hard place. She said 5 o'clock's the deadline. The court upheld her for the recount. Now you got these hand counts going on that the Gore campaign wanted. Well, she has said, okay, for you counties that want to do the hand count, you have until 2 o'clock tomorrow to give me some reason as to why that hand count should go on. She's allowed that kind of discretion, and she's allowed to ask for that reasoning because the court said she could. The district court said she could. The Gore campaign, once 2 o'clock arrives tomorrow, at least one of these pundits says, will sue her. Will sue her as of 2 o'clock tomorrow because she's asking for this reason why the hand count should go on. And the Gore campaign, I guess, doesn't want to have to be asked a reason. They want to just go ahead and freaking do it. The Bush campaign has turned around and said that everything after 5 o'clock today, everything after this recount, which the state law allows for, as to 5 o'clock today, everything's illegal. The hand count is illegal. The absentee ballots need to be counted, yes, but this hand count's a load. So it all is boiling into this hand count thing. So it all boils down to perhaps a retired grandmother or retired grandfather or maybe a housewife or some people, I don't know where, you know, they got in the car, they drove over to the polling place, they brought donuts so that everybody'd have some. They have some coffee, and they're just thumbing through these. I've been seeing some of the people conducting the recount. I say this with all due respect. Every last one of them wears glasses. And another thing. Okay. A group with Republican links sued TV networks Tuesday and accused them of discouraging voters from going to the polls in the Florida panhandle by erroneously projecting Al Gore would carry the state. Michael Watson of White City, a rural community in Gulf County about 80 miles southwest of Tallahassee, said he was at a friend's house getting ready to go vote for Republican George W. Bush when he heard the TV prediction before polls had closed in the Central Time Zone. Quoting, "I figured it wouldn't do me no good to go vote," end quote, Watson said. So he decided not to make the trip of about 20 minutes to his polling place. "That kind of robbed me of my right to vote," he went on to say. He then went out with his dog coon hunting. They got 3 coons. He slept in the bed of his truck. I'm just kidding about that. That last part. Brah. So there you go, huh? Now that's what I call objective reporting. The Republican campaign suing because one of theirs couldn't go to the poll because they thought it was closed because Al Gore won. A real brain surgeon, Michael Watson, a.k.a. Albert Einstein, says, "I figured it wouldn't do me no good to go vote." Then he went snipe hunting. A stellar representative of the Republican Party. I don't for 1 minute think that this guy's a typical Republican, but what the hell? The typical Democrat sounds the same way down there. In Florida? Come on. The panhandle especially. Pensacola, please. It's like, you might as well, I got the California equivalent. Don't think that I'm singling out Florida. California, we get the same thing out here. I don't know exactly where you want to run in. Well, Fallbrook's a good starting point. Fallbrook. Pensacola, right there on the Redneck Riviera. All right. Election officials in at least 3 counties in the panhandle, which voted heavily for Bush, said they had no evidence of people because of networks. No evidence of people because of networks calling Florida for Al Gore after the polls had closed in the Eastern time zone. They had no evidence of people not coming to the poll. Polls closed at 7 p.m. The Committee for Honest Politics sued in Shalimar on behalf of an Okaloosa County voter who did cast his ballot but contended its value was diminished by the network's projection. You know, if you're going to allow a lawsuit by a Bush partisan because the network said Al Gore had won, then you have to, with a straight face, accept somebody saying, "I was confused by that ballot." You have to. You have to. You can't say, on the one hand, they're a bunch of dumbasses in Palm Beach because they couldn't figure out the ballot, and then turn around on the other hand and say, "But this poor guy there up in Busted Whistle, Florida, he didn't vote because, hey, man, the network, blah, 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 blah." If you accept this guy's explanation that because Dan Rather came on and said, "We are now calling Florida for Gore, and it's tighter than a lug nut shoved up my butt on a hot day." I don't know what the hell he was saying. There's a whole bunch of stuff here in Time Magazine, whatever it was that Dan was saying. If you accept that, then you have to accept that somebody could be confused by that ballot. So what's it going to be? What do you got there, Mike?
The only reference to Daily State.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike Schaefer. Mike Schaefer, a Roman Catholic. He voted for Bush. Okay. No, you're a libertarian. I forgot. Yeah, you and... Yeah, but he don't vote, so... Florida Secretary of State Catherine Harris said today that certified results from all 67 Florida counties show GOP candidate George W. Bush ahead of Democrat Al Gore by 8 billion votes. Harris says counties that want to continue recounting can do it. She says if you don't like it, you can kiss her bright red Rosie on Main Street. Harris then bent over, pulled her skirt above her waist, wearing no panties, and said, go ahead, give it a smackaroo, because this count stands. George Bush is ahead of Al Gore by 65 million votes. Go ahead, prove me wrong. She then said, I'm going golfing. I'll see you at the 19th hole. Love you. No, really. The Bush campaign appeals ruling on stopping manual recounts. Palm Beach County certifies vote but keeps counting. Huh? Palm Beach County has certified their vote, but they're going to keep on counting. Where do you look for votes anyway? What do you do? Do you go underneath the sink? Do you go underneath the... hey, here's one here, Eddie. Got another one. Underneath the refrigerator someplace? You look at a guy's glove box? Where are you counting? How long can you count? What things do you got to count? What are you counting? Your fingers and your toes and whatever else you think you got one of? You're looking under the cushions on the couch. Yeah, look at this. There ain't no ballots. Here's your car keys. You're going to find Amelia Earhart before you find other ballots. You're going to find her. She's going to turn up. Three POWs and an MIA are going to turn up. You ain't going to find any more votes for Gore. You will find the freaking Yeti before you find another vote for Gore. The Loch Ness stinking monster. Good God. Watch this. And then, you know, you're going to bring in the amazing Jonathan or something. He'll pull one out of his slacks. Hey, another vote. Any of you comics out there want to work that into your act, you can go ahead and credit me. You can start pulling stuff out of your pants. Votes for Gore. Miami-Dade begins a hand recount. Broward County judge refuses to require a manual recount. Oh, God. So Broward County is not going to have a manual recount, but Miami-Dade has begun their manual recount, and Volusia County finishes their count. They vow to appeal. So they finish their count, but they want to keep on counting? Florida judge refuses to extend 5 p.m. deadline. We told you about that. The fifth Palm Beach County judge recuses himself in the ballot dispute. I don't know what it was. I lived in Florida for 3-4 years. I don't know what it was, but you live there and you enjoy life, and I enjoyed living in Miami. Worked for a great radio station, had a great time in Miami. But there was always something about the place that, you know, things weren't quite wrapped tightly. You just didn't know. You stepped outside your front door, and there was danger in the air, man. Every day, there was something new. Something new ready to pop. I don't know what it was. And the only thing you could say was, there's just a lot of stupid people here, I think. But you know what? There's stupid people everywhere. No, it was something else. Did you ever read about the guy, after Lorena Bobbitt cut off her husband's penis, the guy who took a knife and cut his own penis off because he'd seen it in a newspaper, so he decided to do it? There's a lot of guys like that in Florida. Okay, this is the Phil Hendry Show.